Today we'll try to answer a very profound question. What is at the root, what is at the very heart of Messianic Judaism? And you know, it's many hours of teaching about it. We had 2 days, 2 Shabbat services about Messianic Judaism. Of course, that is a question with a very expensive answer. So we will focus today on one central piece of the puzzle. What is in the heart of Messianic Judaism? What is in the heart? I think we can find the answer within today's Torah chapter, the year of Jubilee. Leviticus chapter 25, started with verse 8, and let us read together. Leviticus 25, 8. You are to count off 7 Shabbatot of years, 7 times 7 years, so that the time is 7 Shabbatot of years, 49 years. Then on the 10th day of the 7th month, on Yom Kippur, the holiest day, you are to sound a shofar blast. You are to sound the shofar all throughout your land. You are to make the 50th year holy and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It is to be a jubilee to you, when each of you is to return to his own property and each of you is to return to his family. That 50th year will be your jubilee. You are not to sow or reap that which grows by itself. Very interesting place of scripture. Very important. This entire year was quite special, as it was a time of the restoration, a time of bringing everything back into God's order according to his commandments, the special year, year of Jubilee. One of the most important mitzvot that the Lord gave to Moses is that this year was declared the year of forgiveness of all debts. Again, of all debts and all debtors. It was a time when all Jewish slaves were to be made free again on this special year, year of Jubilee. But in addition to freedom from slavery, all land was to be returned to those who had to sell their inheritance in order to pay their debts. What a miracle it was. What a special year it was. Year of freedom, year of blessing for all Israel. At least for oppressed part of Israel. It was an extraordinary time of new beginnings, a new start, giving equal opportunity to every Jew who lived in the land of Israel. So the name of the Jubilee year in Hebrew, Yovel, it's translated as a ram's horn. And we know that the shofar is made from a ram's horn. This is shofar made from this horn. The reason for this name is that this year began with the blowing of the shofar. It was the start of this year of Jubilee. In some commentaries, the ram's horn symbolized the ram that was offered on the altar in place of Isaac, the special ram. And we also know from Scripture that the sound of the shofar often symbolized the voice of God to us, his call to us. This is the main reason of the shofar sound on Rosh Hashanah, the Lord's voice to us, his call to us. Something I highlighted when I read Leviticus 25 and specifically verse 9. So let us read carefully here. Leviticus 25, 9. Then on the 10th day of the 7th month, on Yom Kippur, you are to sound a shofar blast. You are to sound the shofar all throughout your land. Regarding the sounding of the shofar at the beginning of the year, there is one very important distinction between the year of Jubilee and all other years. The command for other years is to blow the shofar on the biblical holiday of, do you remember, when shofar is supposed to be blown? It has been so long, we've already started forgetting. Rosh Hashanah, yeah, this is the time when we are blowing the shofar. The Jewish New Year, the beginning of New Year starts from Rosh Hashanah, from the blowing of the shofar. And it is with the sound of the shofars that the new year begins, according to the scriptures. However, for the Jubilee year, the 50th anniversary year, the shofar is to be sounding on Yom Kippur. The holiest day of the year. Yom Kippur was the beginning of this 50th year, year of forgiveness, year of redemption, year of restoration. So on this very special year, it was not until this cleansing and forgiveness had taken place, not until the priest received atonement in the presence of the Lord, that the Jubilee year, a year of complete forgiveness and restoration, could begin. Not on Rosh Hashanah, but on Yom Kippur. When we understand the meaning of Yom Kippur, and I don't want to go there tonight, today morning. When we understand the meaning of Yom Kippur, of its foreshadowing and eventual fulfillment, we can clearly see the Messiah who came to bring redemption by his own blood. Yeshua is our Yom Kippur. He is our atonement. He gave us salvation through his own blood. And now, because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, we can hear the sound of the heavenly shofar, the clear sound of the heavenly shofar. So here it is. We will talk about Messianic Judaism. The heart of Messianic Judaism, the meaning of at its very center is the proclamation of the good news. Messianic Judaism speaks of deliverance, forgiveness, and redemption. To begin the Jubilee year is to reset everything to its original state, just as the Lord set it to be in the first place. Messianic Judaism is about good news, news of redemption, news of forgiveness. Yeshua's words, with which he began his ministry on this earth, after reading the prophecy from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, sounded louder than the loudest shofar on this earth. It was the voice of God to humanity, the voice of mercy and love to us, the voice of calling for repentance and forgiveness. It was the proclamation of the kingdom gospel, Jubilee year, beginning of the Messianic era. Luke chapter 4. Let us open together. Luke chapter 4. And start with verse 6. Here's Yeshua reading from Isaiah chapter 61. This is the shofar blessed. This is the beginning of Yom Kippur, year of Jubilee. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been raised, as was his custom. He went into the synagogue on Shabbat and he got up to read. Do you remember I told you this interesting experience in my life last week when I read a special book from the Sunday school, and there were the question, children, do you remember where Yeshua was every Sunday morning when he was young? And the answer was, of course in the church, because he was a good Christian, but not. And he came to Nazareth, where he was been raised, as was his custom. Why? Because he was a Jew, and he's a Jew. It was his custom. He went into the synagogue on Shabbat, and he got up to read. When the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him, he unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Ruach Adonai is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release of the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of Adonai's favor." year of Jubilee. Verse 20, look here. He closed the scroll, gave it back to attendant, and sat down. At that moment, he was quiet, but his message went across all Israel. His shofar blast was so loud, not only for Israel, but throughout all the world. And we are here until now. We can hear this voice of shofar from Yeshua when he read from Isaiah chapter 61, prophecy about himself. All eyes in the synagogue were focused on him. Then he began to tell them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your ears." What a message. Message of redemption. Yeshua's words, the sound of the shofar announcing freedom and victory. With the fulfillment of this prophecy from the book of Isaiah, the true prophetic meaning of the Jubilee year was revealed. Not just forgiving the oppressed Jew, not just restoring the lost inheritance and returning what was lost in this earth, but real restoration and recovery of inheritance. Real meaning of this year of Jubilee. Humanity got the opportunity to return to its real home. All people, the true home. This is the home of our Heavenly Father, from which we all once left because of our sins, to the kingdom of heaven. He opened the door that we can come back to our Heavenly Father. Thanks to Yeshua, lost inheritance is returned to us. The lost inheritance is the lost righteousness, the lost relationship with God. So Mazel Tov, congregation. We have this way. We have this inheritance. We have the righteousness of the Lord because of Yeshua. We can be happiest people on this earth, despite we live in a very difficult situation. But we are the happiest. Why? Let's think about it. We have all the reason to be happy people. This is the meaning of Messianic Judaism. This is the heart of Messianic Judaism. Everything we're all about, it's about these things. Redemption in Yeshua. We can live today as restored and accepted children. The real meaning of the Jubilee year is freedom in Yeshua for you. Today. Freedom of forgiveness, in forgiveness, in reconciliation with God. The fact that all your sins have been forgiven you, no matter how far you have wandered from your Heavenly Father, the Father forgave you all your sins, once and forever. Today we have the greatest gift, which is called Teshuva, the opportunity to turn to God, no matter where you stand today. You have opportunity to make Teshuva, to return to the Lord. This is the greatest gift to you. Doesn't matter where you are right now, how far you are from the Lord. This is the chance from the Lord to you. Wow. No matter what is your current condition, and with joy and love, your Father accepts you unconditionally because He loves you so much. You know, I want to share one more mystery today, one more secret. And again, do not tell anyone. We have many, many mysteries here. We are the congregation of mysteries. One of them, the biggest mistake one can make is by waiting to become good enough to come to God. This is the biggest mistake. I will be good, and then I will come to the Lord. This is the biggest mistake. The fact is that the sins which are drawing people are external sins, wrongful acts of commission or omission, but the root cause of those acts of sin is the sin of losing our relationship with God, our identity with the Lord. This is the central, this is the root of all our sins. Everything else is the secondary. This is the first problem, losing of our identity with the Lord. Adam lost communion with the Lord. We can say that he lost God and his presence. And this way, and this was the beginning of his fall and the spiritual decay of mankind after he separated from the Lord. Recovery of our lost identity in the Lord. That is the first step in our own personal year of Jubilee. And then everything else will come along. One of the biggest problems people face today is the problem of self-identification or belonging. This is probably one of the biggest tragedy right now. People look for their identity in their work, in their sins, in their hobbies, their lifestyle, their merit, in their community. You can name it and name it and name it. People try to find their identity, believing that those pursuits define who they are. I'm belonging here, I'm there. I'm belonging here, I'm there. But our real freedom and our belonging is in God. Our real freedom and our real belonging, our identity is Yeshua. This is the heart of Messianic Judaism. We can't be divided by anything because of our love to Yeshua. We have fallen and we feel like orphans. Life is without meaning until we can reclaim the source that gives meaning to life. We will not experience freedom in our life until we give it over to God. Only He can remove that spirit of orphanhood. And that, dear friends, is the meaning of Messianic Judaism. Sons and daughters of Almighty God. The good news is that once we are accepted by God, once we recognize Him as the source of meaning in life, when we have found our identity and we know who we are in the eyes of God, this is the important thing. Imagine the power of the Jubilee year when a Jew who was lost his inheritance, who has lost his inheritance, his property, his position in society, when the loss is perhaps due to circumstances in life or a lack of wisdom or perhaps sins of his past. Imagine one has lost his ability to change anything or pay anything to reclaim anything until one day on Yom Kippur he receives his full atonement after the blowing on the shofar. Suddenly, he is completely set free. He is released from all debts. He recovers all his inheritance. That is true freedom. Can you imagine this state? When you gain everything back because the Lord has given to you. This is who you and I are. Undeservedly forgiven, pardoned. I'm sorry I'm telling this, it's one more mystery. Undeservedly forgiven. Even if you are the perfect person on this earth, I'm happy with you. But we are forgiven undeservedly. Pardon, set free, having an inheritance in the heavenly Jerusalem. God wants us to live in our calling, to live free, holy, forgiven, accepted, and beloved children of the great Lord. So, let us go practically today. Let us take a look at our own lives very briefly, but importantly. If you are attacked by fears today, maybe fear of the future, fear of being rejected, not understood, or fear of illness and death, I have a very important place of scripture for you. It is very important to remember. 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-discipline. This is the promised freedom from all fears. In the Holy Spirit, there is freedom from fear. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Ruach Adonai is, there is freedom. Holy Spirit, He is an answer for us. Yeshua made free for us to come to Him and to receive the Holy Spirit. If you are attacked by disease, 1 Peter 2:24. He Himself bore our sins in His body on the tree, so that we, removed from sins, again, everything begins with forgiveness. You removed from the sins. How? By whom? What's the way? Yeshua Himself. You removed from the sins might live for righteousness. By His wounds you were healed. Pray, stand in your prayer, trust the Lord. Lift your hands to Him and praise Him. If you are struggling with bad habits or sins in your life and have already lost hope that they will ever change, 1 John 4:4. 1 John 4:4. You are from God, children. John starting his letter with these words, you are from God, children. Not strangers, or, hey, you, from God. You are from God, children. Your identity as a child of God is the first thing when you're struggling with your problems. You are from God, children, and you have overcome them, because greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. Everything starts with identity. You are from God, children. Yeah, you are battling with the sin, but think about it. Think about it. In your own mind, in your own heart, separate yourselves from fear, from sin. You are a child of God. Believe it. Open the door of faith in your heart. And these things will fall off you, because who you are in the Lord. By faith, live in your identity with God, not in fear, not in weakness of sin. You are a child of Almighty God. This is who you are. Where the Lord is, there is no condemnation, no guilt, no hopelessness, but rather there is acceptance and forgiveness. That is the real you. Forgiven, joyful, son and daughter of the Lord. This is the Apostle Paul said, and it is no longer I who live, but Messiah lives in me. And the life I now live in the body, I love by trusting in Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself up for me. Again, identity. Love me, gave Himself up for me. Yeah. I can't stop here because it's an important thing. Luke 15. I have no time, but I can't stop because it's important. Yeah, I heard once, come on, brother. I'm joking here, I'm sorry. Sometimes it's going out of me, I'm sorry, I can't keep it, this joke. So, Luke 15, verse 10. In the same way, I tell you, there is a joy, look again, Luke 15, verse 10. And in the same way, I tell you, there is a joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. So sometimes we think somebody repents and angels are, it's about you. It's about you. When you're doing Shuva, joy of the Lord about you. Then Yeshua said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to the father, Father, give me the share of the property that comes to me. So he divided his wealth between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered everything and traveled to a far country. And there he squandered his inheritance on wild living. Now, when he said he had spent everything, a severe famine came against that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and joined himself to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to fill up on the care pots, but the pigs were eaten, but no one was giving him any. But when he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired workers have food overflowing? But here I am dying of hunger. I'll get up and go to my father, and I'll say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your presence. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired workers.' And he got up and went to his own father. But while he was still far away, his father saw him and felt compassion. He ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. When the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your presence. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But father said to his slaves, 'Quick, bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's celebrate with a feast. For this son of mine was dead and has come back to life. He was lost and is found.' Then they began to celebrate." This is the practical year of Jubilee story. Throughout our tshuva to God, through our turning and returning to Him, we are restored in our inheritance. I don't have time to go over it, but I would like to find a few details here. Sin and independence separated the son from the father, and what he considered freedom turned out to be a trap. He lost everything and considered himself unworthy to be his father's son. And here's the most important part. Feelings of shame and rejection kept the prodigal son in bondage for many years. Feel of guilt and lost identity. You know why? Because he did not understand his father's heart. He was projecting his own heart to his father and could not even imagine the depths of his father's love. He supposed that his father was the same as the people around him, but how wrong he was. The father, seeing his son from afar, ran towards his son, which means that he suffered. He stood at the threshold and waited for his disobedient son. So I have a question here. What kind of father do you think Yeshua was talking about? He was talking about your father, your heavenly father. This is the real meaning of Messianic Judaism. His father accepted his son with no conditions, unconditionally. He gave him ring, restoration of his power, its authority. He gave him clothes, which means he restored his righteousness. He gave him sandals, shoes, which means it's a new beginning. You can walk in your righteousness again. This is about you and me. So let us close our meeting. Let us stand together. I want to pray the very important Jubilee prayer, the prayer of sons and daughters of the Lord. I want to pray right now. I want to pray as a free and forgiven child of Father. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, sanctified be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen. Amen. I want to invite Cantor Aaron and Elder Brian. Can you come, please? And please, let us sit together. Let us sit for a couple minutes. And we'll conclude with Aaronic benediction. And we have some announcements, very important announcements for our congregation after that. So, thank you, Cantor Aaron. Thank you. Thank you, Elder Brian. Thank you so much. Yeah. Aaronic benediction. Yeah, please.
Okay, well, we're going to start with the Aaronic benediction before we get to the other business. So everyone will please rise for the Aaronic benediction. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Up, down, up, down, up, down. And always, if you will take a moment to listen carefully to this prayer, close your eyes and let it wash over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ya'er Adonai panav alecha v'yachunecha. Yisa Adonai Adonai panav alecha v'yasem lecha shalom. God bless you all. If you grab a seat, and before we go offline, are we still online?